Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
By the end of this month, Massachusetts will give out the first licenses for medical marijuana dispensaries, up to a possible 35 licenses statewide. As companies trying to win a license work through the lengthy application process, cities and towns have been trying to regulate the budding industry. Some have tried to keep the facilities out. Others have been more welcoming. New England Public Radio's Henry Epp reports.
Whether you're talking to city planners, regulators, or wannabe medical pot dispensary owners, there's one word echoed repeatedly.
Transparent.
Transparent.
Very transparent.
But what's that transparency actually showing? Mountains of paperwork, fees, ordinances, regulations, applications, and negotiations between companies and communities. It's all going smoothly in some places, while others may be keeping pot dispensaries out, intentionally or not. First to Pittsfield in the far western Berkshires. A group calling themselves Mana Wellness hopes to set up a dispensary outside downtown.
It's really important to us that we first address the medical need for patients in this community that have debilitating conditions that really need the medicine.
That's Julia Germain, one of Mana's three directors, sipping coffee at Dottie's Coffee Lounge in Pittsfield. I met her there along with Niall Demena, another director.
One of the reasons why we wanted to go to Pittsfield is because they were very proactive in passing legislation for zoning and permitting processes, which is something that we looked for.
Mana Wellness went public with its plans nearly a year ago, even testifying to the Massachusetts legislature, and almost no one has vocally opposed the company. In fact, criticism of all proposed dispensaries has been almost non-existent in Pittsfield, says city planner C.J. Haas.
Throughout the public process, the several public hearings and other openly advertised public meetings, there really no concern was voiced at any of those meetings from citizens.
Haas even tells me there's been more uproar over food trucks than medical marijuana dispensaries. Like many municipalities, Pittsfield is requiring a separate application for the dispensaries, but Haas says it's pretty standard fare.
Most of it is the same criteria that we would require for any development that requires approvals from our planning board or our zoning board of appeals.
Haas says once applications are in, the city informs neighbors to the proposed dispensaries. That's when the lack of opposition could change.
So theoretically, if there was a feeling that the dispensary would result in a significant adverse impact, then the city could say no.
Down now from the bucolic Berkshires of Pittsfield into the lower Pioneer Valley, where some struggling areas of Holyoke have attracted attention.
It's an old industrial building that would be retrofitted to have the cultivation, which means growing the product, would have the processing, which is a kitchen area, and then a dispensary on the first floor.
That's Brian Leese, former Republican leader of the state Senate. We sit in his downtown Springfield office, surrounded by photos of his time in government. Leese says he voted against medical marijuana as a senator.
And as the years went on and more studies were being done, which happens in science, and more detailed studies were being done, it would prove to me that this was something that was really beneficial for several folks.
Now Leese is at the head of a proposed Holyoke dispensary. Both Leese and his business partner have roots in Springfield, but chose not to apply there. In fact, just one company listed Springfield on its application as its second choice. Comparatively, five applied for Boston and nine for Worcester. Why so little interest in the largest city in Western Mass? It could be Springfield's temporary moratorium. Last March, Attorney General Martha Coakley ruled that cities and towns can't outright ban pot dispensaries, but they can keep them out for a time. Springfield solicitor Ed Pakula.
Moratorium is sort of the common language that's used, but from a technical sense, what we did is implement what's called interim zoning. And that means we created a definition for medical marijuana treatment centers and set up a schedule to then create regulations.
Pakula says those regulations will be in place by June 30th. Springfield also set up a separate application process, very similar to one it used to vet casino proposals.
I think any sophisticated developer would see this as a positive way to enter into discussions that everyone can feel comfortable with.
One problem with those discussions? Timing. Springfield's application was due 2 weeks after a critical state deadline. Brian Lease says that didn't match up with his company's plans, and he questions whether Springfield really knew what it was doing.
In this case, I think Springfield maybe didn't realize exactly what medical marijuana was. At the same time, they put something in place. They have a right to do that, and they did.
But Lease's company had already moved on. There's an underlying fact here that marijuana is still illegal federally, but the Justice Department says it won't intervene in the states that allow medical pot. There are now 20 of them, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Two states, Colorado and Washington, fully legalized recreational marijuana use for adults. Brian Lease sees that as a possible future for Massachusetts, but for now, he's focused on medical use.
As a businessman, it's not on our radar right now. Right now is to get this license, get a business up and running that is good for the community, that is good for public health, and then we'll go from there.
Regardless of the legalization debate, medical marijuana is coming soon to a town near you. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Henry Yap.